it turns out that this guy.
No, wait. Hold on. Sorry.
Oh, shit. That's the only one I got.
Bring it back. Right. Stop. Hold on.
I only on the show rundown, I only got the first two stories.
Right. I was gonna say, Ron, that was like an extra one where I was gonna get some opinions for it, but your first story was on the sheet about the new technology.
Oh shit.
The attachment.
Yeah, it's on the attachment.
It's the PDF. Man, it's the goddamn.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, was it?
It's too bad. Okay. Yeah. You want me to
what? Too bad.
Yeah, I don't know how that, I, you know, whatever. I got it now. Oh,
but
boy.
Just don't stress out.
All right. Oh, I'm sweating already. It's too late. All right, no, let's see it. Let's do it.
It's the jacket, nigga. You in the room. Take that jacket
I'm
out.
In Detroit. It's cold here.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Everybody ready?
What's up, you guys are watching Half World Round. What's our first story?
Okay, so Amazon's new palm reader checkout, grocery shopping in mere seconds. Apparently, there's a new palm reader that eliminates the need for checkouts, credit card apps, and any other time wasters. Sign up at small kiosks, scan your palm, then match it to your credit card and cell phone. It's currently available at 2 Amazon Go convenience stores locations in Seattle. Apparently, there's big plans to open up this technology to other companies so that it can be used for everything from shopping to admission into live events. CNET or Skynet Terminator shit is here, ladies and gentlemen. Be prepared. They're gonna scan your palm if you didn't catch that. This is not like tarot card reading or anything like that. They are trying to simply scan your shit and then you can buy some shit, which is gonna take burglary to a whole nother level. You thought you got messed over before when a nigga come rob you and chop your fucking hand off to run up a check. Then you'll have Jeff Bezos to blame. So.
What's crazy is a lot of people are actually excited about this. They're like, it took less than a minute to sign up. And now everywhere I go, they already have ID'd me and I never have to show my ID again. I'm like, obviously this works for a certain group of people.
Who doing this? Amazon?
We don't know.
Amazon is starting this. And we know Amazon is the biggest shopping giant right now.
That's what I was going to say. Amazon, baby, they done took me down. You know what I'm saying? Right. I ain't working on packages now. You hear me?
I understand. I understand like the convenience of it, but you gotta understand it go both ways. I mean, you gotta think about like how common your palm is. I get it for some shit, but you want it for admission to live events and purchases? Okay, let me tell you this. Where else would you find somebody's palm print? I don't know, the strip club? Now strippers got access to every nigga that come in there. They just put a little powder on their ass, bam, running up a check.
That's real. That's real. I got a question though. Do you have like one account tied to one hand and another account tied to the other? Like, oh, my right hand ain't going. Hold on, I got dipping my savings. Let me dip in my savings. There we go. That's stupid. I don't like it, dog. I don't like it, man.
Nah, so that's too like much. They trying to keep tabs on the food. They trying to put roots on the and everything malfunction. Now you got a damn chip in your hand, and now your chip done malfunction, fool. Now how the fuck you gonna claim fraud if nigga your chip done? You done got your chip in your shit.
Right. Fraud is out the window. Like, how you gonna say that wasn't your hand? No, like you'd have to prove that in court.
They slipped me a roofie. I was in that bitch sleep. They put my hand on the shit, bought the shit.
But you might be
ain't no more flexing either. Cause I just got the little metal card. I got the metal MX. You know, the real joint. The one that clang clang when you drop it down. You can't flex with your hand. You're just showing the palm of your hand.
I just got fucking spooked. There was a whole thing that just took place. I wish it was a palm reader for it. I'm in an Airbnb now, and apparently there's a mix-up with the Airbnb. So maybe we do need palm readers right now. I could have got killed right now.
You in somebody's
don't miss
house
the
right
whole
now.
Fucking thing. I don't know where I'm at.
No,
I'm
in somebody's house right now. In Detroit?
I thought
you don't want to have a mix-up. I mean, no, I know you're from here, but still, that's not
the thing. Just sitting here, we just heard pop, pop, pop. Oh, shit.
This is what's fucked up. I didn't hear it. I got earphones on. I saw it in the back. I'm like, I need... I need a palm reader. So, you know what? I just changed my whole standpoint on the thing. We need this shit right here. Because these numbers, anybody can have numbers. This shit, this is what I mean.
Oh, man. Oh,
are you okay? Do you need it?
I didn't know what was going on. I thought you knew them.
No, brother. But you know what? This might be my last half woke, y'all. So, y'all, you know, pray for me.
These people right next to me with a gun right now. This is it.
Hey, now she looked in the camera, too. She looked in the camera like.
You know? So now we got retina ID. Just in case, you know? Maybe we need a full body scan. DNA, hand, palm, retina, all that stuff. See, they're using this technology for the wrong stuff. Time to come out buying shit. What about safety?
Be careful with these Airbnbs, y'all. Be careful. They just selling you another nigga house. You know what I'm saying?
Like, no, it's real.
This is my first one. I've never done this before. I didn't feel like staying with my mama.
Are you gonna be a returning Airbnb customer?
Probably not. I mean, I feel like maybe no.
Trying to be grown up. Nigga, I still go to my mama house. Give a fuck. I mean, help me to
well, see my birthday coming up, right? So, oh, but okay. I'm probably just gonna have dinner at my mama's house. I think that's what the Lord just told me. You know, he said, you wanna fuck around and be grown? I'm gonna show you some shit. I'm gonna scare you real fast.
Well, for the palm reading thing, though, you know, I think it starts with shopping. And my fear is that it's going to start as a voluntarily, like, well, I fucked that word up, but y'all know what I mean. As something that you volunteer for and then turn into something that's mandatory. And that's what I don't want. And if we get comfortable and just be like, yeah, you know, because now we're comfortable with carrying IDs. At a certain point in time when people first came to America, it wasn't no fucking IDs. But we got comfortable with social security numbers, having numbers and labels. We get comfortable with anything they put on us. So it starts with shopping.
We got to stick to the old school. I know stuff get advanced, but if stuff's still good, stuff's still good. My mama still write checks on your ass. You know what I'm saying? Like, she...
Yeah, I want a check.
Yep. Check on your ass. Hey, and niggas never think of checks now, do you?
I like checks. You treat that money with more respect when it comes from a check. That shit goes straight to your account. You out there willing. Let me get a smoothie, bitch. Let's go.
I'm for all technological advances as long as they help enhance our life experiences. I'm not for them if they help fuck us up. If it helped the police put us in jail, if it helped them, like, you know what, we can garnish your wages because you fucking touched the door handle or something. And you know if Apple get it, you go open the door, they're going to read your palm, they're going to know everything that you've been trying to buy. I don't like the fact that they use technology to help fuck us over. Just help us.
If
Apple could upgrade your palm, because you know Apple is all about upgrading shit. So I don't know. Maybe
you have the new iOS palm, iOS 14 palm.
And then
they got
I'm already
and a flashlight.
I'm gonna get red team Android. Nah, I'ma had an old fucked up palm, and everybody gonna see me with the motherfucking eagle claw because I ain't got the 2030. Fucking Apple palm, fuck that shit. I like
get your Droid palm, man. Droid palm.
Droid palm.
Droid palm.
That nigga droid palm is green. I can't fuck with them green droid palms. Shut up and read my fucking message.
Nigga, that nigga droid. I'm cash only ass. I'm cash out. Cash back. All right,
y'all. Okay. Well, let's go to the next story. Okay. So do you guys watch No Jumper interviews at all? You know Adam 22?
Very popular.
Okay, yes. He's a very popular podcaster, YouTuber. He started by kind of interviewing SoundCloud rappers, and then he just gained momentum on YouTube. I actually like him. I think he's a good interviewer. But people do call him a culture vulture because he's a white guy who does predominantly black interviews, hip-hop interviews, revolved around, you know, our culture. So... people have walked out of his interviews before.
Is she really going to leave? Is this a real walkout? Because now we get the title that Cuban Doll walks out of the No Jumper interview.
The latest person to walk out of a No Jumper interview is Black China.
I'm out.
Okay. Damn. Appreciate you, Black China.
The vibes were weird from the beginning. I think it really took a extremely awkward turn. He was like, was it weird for you to work with Trippie Redd?
It's not a complication with you working with 6ix9ine and Trippie Redd. There's no like, because they hate each other. They want to kill each other.
I don't really get into other people's drama.
If I were one of them, I'd be pissed.
Why?
Because I'd be trying to lay claim. Like, Black China fucks with me, not you.
That's weird.
No?
You're weird.
So he's on camera experiencing all of this. Then he asked about her ex. Like, he asked about, like, three exes back to back. Once he brought up her dating Soulja Boy, she got
that would have been my exit, too. Like, say,
you.
Have you spoken to Soulja Boy recently?
No, you.
No, actually. His old number doesn't work anymore. I've been really wondering what's going on with him.
Okay.
That dirty.
Wait a minute.
You weird about that dated, one dude. You don't even want boy. Don't make say, fool. Don't do it.
And you see Ron right now, he's like, Black China dated Soulja Boy. See, and this is why us as women, we don't want y'all to keep bringing up motherfuckers that we dated and naming them. Like, he brought up Jay.
We almost had you on here one time back in the day when you and Jay were hanging out and you guys pulled up to the store together. I don't know if you remember this.
Don't be known for dating motherfuckers. That's how we know you. We don't know the Black China song.
She's been in Drake songs from way back in the day when she was, you
she
know
been
what
been
I'm saying?
She's been in Drake songs
doing
what?
It'd be worth the flight. You know what I'm saying?
Was she a stripper before?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay, she was. Okay. You know what? That come with the territory, man. You know, you don't get to take, you know, just pick your poison. It's like, ooh, I want all of the good shit from this lifestyle and none of the bad shit. Bitch, you used to fuck Yule. You used to fuck Soulja. Big Soulja
Boy told
Draco.
She seemed really uncomfortable from the beginning, and she seemed like really shut down, and the comments were just going off on her, like, she's a bird, she's airheaded, she's dumb, but I'm like, she's talking about her new music ventures. She's like rapping, singing, so she had like Trippie Redd on a song, she had Too Short on a song, so she was really there to talk about her music. Oh, and then he was like, Safari, she needs to do a Safari collab on OnlyFans,
and
she
that was
married. Nah.
I had Safari's OnlyFans. I feel like you guys could definitely do a dope collab.
You what?
Safari, he's killing it on OnlyFans.
Right, he's married.
Right, but you know.
No, that's weird.
You
can don't just play with me like
post
that.
Up and just look cool together,
no,
right?
Just don't disrespect it. Like,
I don't know.
Marriage.
No. I don't think I'm not suggesting anything that she would not be happy
like,
with.
Don't be disrespectful.
Like, he did start being disrespectful. I watched it.
You watched any of his other interviews?
Yes, I have. With the I don't watch him when he went in the trash.
So you know Selena, that's what he does. That's what he does. He's shock value. He talked to porn star. Oh, the whole Phoenix Suns pissed on you. Let's talk about that.
I watched all this shit. I was like, man, they just like. Well, he wanted to do this, and they wanted to do that.
She was going to come on that show and be above that?
My thing is, I remember watching, like, Black China videos when she was first, like, you know, fucking with Tyga and shit. And, like, she seemed so lively and fun to be around. She was just so full of energy. And now, I think being in the industry and shit, and people judge you and always talk shit about you, she's so shut down and in a shell. And that sucks because it's like, damn, you can't even really show them that, like, side of you that is what got you popping. Now you're just... You want to be taken and have a like Beyonce type interview, but that's not what I asked you about.
Yeah, what? For the who interview?
I would like to vouch for Black China. She was cool. She did support my shit and everything. She was at the show at the Improv and she was cool and supportive.
And she looked mad pretty in this interview. I'll say that. She looked really pretty.
I can understand it being uncomfortable. I'll say this much, man. I find it funny. A lot of times, I don't know about in this situation, but a lot of times when girls find something that they just really can't comprehend or something that they can't get with, they immediately accuse the situation or the person is weird. It's like, wait a minute, bitch, I'm not weird. You just don't know what's going on. Don't make it seem like I'm weird. Everybody else get it. You own my show. I didn't invite you to the fucking Pee Wee Herman's weird fun house. You hit me up. or if you didn't hit me up, somebody should have told you what time it was. This ain't church, motherfucker. This Adam 22 or whatever his name is. We talk about freak shit. Come on, now give us some stories.
To be respected. There are women who have come from the same place who have elevated to a place who have been in action positions and seem like
and guess what?
From coming from there. Like they just literally started from the bottom, but that don't make them like Like, that's how we got to talk about. Yeah, we all know that. Look it up. Google it, nigga. Right now, I'm doing my music, fool. I still got my businesses going. Shit, I don't know.
I feel like if it was the right person, like, if she came on these hoes, or if she came on some type of show where she was feeling the vibes, I think she would open up. She was looking at him like, I don't like you. I don't want to fucking talk to you about my shit like that.
She ain't, like, I can understand what y'all saying. It's women that come from that life, but guess what? They be interested, and they have something to say. Don't nobody want no, man, hoes are fun. Hoes be fun. Why you bitter bitch? No, yeah. We want our hoes to be exuberant, nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Don't nobody give a fuck about a hoe being mad. This hoe mad. That's all we say.
Yeah, I mean, if you're gonna live the lifestyle, you know, have the attitude that go with it. You're absolutely right, though. It's like, look, you know, you take that shit from Michelle Obama. If she was a bitch, you get it. She seemed like she lived that type of lifestyle. But you're gonna be a dirty freak hoe, and you got the attitude of fucking Hillary Clinton.
Y'all calling her a lot of names. She was a stripper. Do she even be fucking out of it? Like, maybe she be dead ass in the house with her kids every night, like, and she really is working on her eyelashes and shit, and like, she want to talk about it. She don't want to talk about fucking Soulja Boy.
I tell you what, Cynthia, you're absolutely right. Me, I'm gonna speak for me and Clayton, in particular myself. I don't know her personally. That's why I've said bitch and hoe. If I knew her personally, I probably wouldn't say that. But to me, she don't exist, which is not fair. And that's probably why people treat her the way that they do. Because you don't see somebody, know anybody, or meet anybody. They just a figure on TV. So you say anything. But she might actually see this. And then she'll be like, fuck Ron Taylor. And you know what? Sorry about that, Black China. I forgot for a second you were a real person. I don't know what you went through, but I do find this situation to be interesting.
Black China.
Hey,
well, fuck it then. Fuck that bitch. Whichever one y'all want to put in there. Okay, no, fuck that bitch, or I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, you can't speak for me, but I will say this. We like fun hoes. I was speaking as a general collective.
Right.
Society. Society likes fun hoes.
Right, and we do, and I get that. And nobody likes mad hoes. I understand that. But I'm saying, in regards to why people feel like she should only do interviews talking about just fucking because she's a hoe, that's when it's like, damn, it's not fun being a hoe no more. That's why I'm not a fun hoe. Because that's all y'all let me talk about. That shit ain't fun. Fun hoes is they in the beginner of the hoe phase, you know? They're not at the end of it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. Not in, but she's a
starter.
She didn't mean it like
she's
that.
A rookie.
She didn't
you
mean
a
it
rookie.
Like that. No. She's tripping, guys. Don't listen to either any of these people today, except me.
I'm not saying she can change her lifestyle or whatever, but it take work. It take more than just can we not talk about it. No, that's not how nothing in life goes. You can just know what? I'm this now. You got to prove yourself.
Even with Cardi B, they keep wanting to bring up her being a stripper every time she has a political point of view or any type of shit. So for Black China, if y'all don't want to listen to her rap, y'all, well, of course, y'all not going to buy her eyelashes, but what do y'all want from Black China? Is it just...
I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Maya Angelou at one point was a prostitute.
Okay. You better preach. You better preach, light skin.
Is that what we dwell on? See, yes, you can move past it, but if you're not walking towards moving past it, like Ron said, you got to put in a little work. And hey, it's nothing wrong with her ending the interview as a person. You got the right to end anything you think don't fit you. But yeah, you can move past it, but you also got to give us more than probably what we done seen. You understand what I'm saying?
Because I mean, this might be unfair, but if she wanted to talk about her music, what you think her music about? Probably about all the niggas she fucked.
No. So, actually, I listened to a couple songs. And,
okay.
And one of them, I was like, okay, what was it? I wanted to play it for y'all, but I got the phone.
What was it about, though?
I got it right, but I don't know. It went on to the other one, not the one you sent me, but it went to another one. I'm like, hold up.
That came out 2 months ago, and that shit do kind of go. She was talking about
it. Yeah, it's saying 2 months old.
Yes, it was. Yes. And it was City Girls reminiscing of like, fuck these men, I'm about getting my money.
I'm getting my money. I ain't thinking about this. But shut up. He looking like, see, she bitter. No, we really getting our money, fool.
I didn't say you wasn't.
The face is saying, yeah, see, God don't like ugly, fool.
true.
Maya Angelou went from prostitution to Still I Rise. This girl went from fucking niggas to fuck these niggas. Hey, you know, you ain't got too far from where you was at. I'm sorry. I don't know. I haven't listened to it. I'll buy her album.
No, you're not.
No, I won't. But, you know, put that in there so people can fuck with me in the comments.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for watching another episode of Half Woke. We hope that you guys woke up just a little bit more with us today. Leave some comments below. We're going to comment back to you. Make sure you tune in every Friday to catch a new episode. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
I'm Clayton English.
I'm Precious. I'm
Taylor. Oh, shit.
Damn, we be out of my head. That was like, girl boy. Okay, let's go.
Okay, girl. Oh, girl boy is easy. I was trying to do it in the order of how we are right now. The thing after I say it, like, oh.
I can't see how your order is, but my order is. Okay. I don't know.
Go ahead.
Set it off. Who set it off?
Okay.
I'm Precious.
Yeah.
I thought he didn't do it, me and Ron, and then he got dead.
I said
set it off. I thought you were going to set it off.
Oh, okay. Y'all ready? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. And make sure you guys catch a new episode every Friday. I'm Cynthia Luciette.
You know it's Clayton English.
Ron Taylor.
I'm Precious.
See you next time.